Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Above the Bar podcast, a show about a middle-aged father, current events, and how these things affect my everyday life. Good morning, folks. This is your host, Sean, coming to you from Above the Bar with another bar snack. My best friend Ken sent me an article the other day out of the Montgomery Advisor discussing the fact that Army bases named after Confederate generals, and he asked what my thoughts was on it. And at first, I actually had to have him send me the article. I was like, bro, I didn't even know that there were any of our regular Army bases that were named after Confederate generals. So I read the article, went through the bases, and we're not talking small locations most people have never heard of or things that were closed back in the 90s during the BRAC, which is the Base Relocation and Closure Act. We're talking large installations. Fort Bragg, the largest military installation in the world, is named after a Confederate general. A.P. Hill, Confederate general. And I didn't even know this. And I actually kind of felt bad, you know, as somebody who spent 20 years in the Marine Corps. I don't know where all the bases come from, but our bases are like Camp Pendleton, Camp Lejeune, Quantico. They're either named after particularly famous Marines that have done something, commandants. So I started giving it some thought, like, why would we name this? When did these bases get named? And I thought that was interesting. Also, of all the bases, there was like 10 of them in particular that were named after Confederate generals. One was from the Civil War era, and the rest were either named during World War I or World War II. You start going back and you find out when most of these statues were put up. They were put up post-Second World War, the statues everyone's upset about. And I just don't get the statues of Confederate generals, Confederate military personnel in general. I get, look, don't start with the, it's history, it's our history. Absolutely, it's our history. We should discuss it. We should learn from it. We should have conversations with each other. We can even say if there was anything positive that somebody did. But the reality of it is we don't put up statues to commemorate people that we've beat in battle that held different moral standards or wanted to end who we are. Naming bases after military personnel that we defeated doesn't make any sense. We don't name U.S. installations overseas after defeated Japanese generals or military personnel. We don't name the bases we have in Germany after, you know, Germans that we defeated. That's not a thing. Why is it a thing here? And I get it, you know, if your family last name is Hill or Hood and somehow you collect royalties from them using your family name, which I know nobody does, I get that. You would want that to stay that way. That's your cash cow. But that's not the thing. These bases were named at this time for whatever reason, whoever thought it was a good reason, and it's not a positive, and it really needs to change. And they're all Southern bases. Why aren't they all named after Medal of Honor winners? I think that would make much more sense if we started going back, renaming bases after former U.S. Medal of Honor winners. That's an off-the-cuff thing. That would make sense. That would be a positive. Name them after the city they're in. That's a positive. That makes everyone happy. There's no reason that Camp Fayetteville couldn't be a thing. That's very simple. No one to get upset about. No one to get mad about it. It's Camp Fayetteville. It's very simple. You just change the name to the name of the city and you move on. And I get that people are going to scream, well, this is our history. This is, you know, things that existed. I got it. But you teach history. You learn from history. You don't commemorate and memorialize things and put it on t-shirts and say, hey, look at this horrible thing. We tried to overthrow what is the current government. We tried to overthrow what will eventually become this America, where we still try to fight for equality and people's rights. And here's this commemorative thing. We're going to name an entire base, the largest one on the planet, so that everyone knows that name. Now, Other side of the coin, I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, and I have no idea who most of these people were. I had to go back and look them up. Hey, it is what it is. They weren't taught. I didn't know them. But what I did like is it was like a second prize for getting beat by Ulysses S. Grant. Now, you want to take some time and you want to name some places after somebody? Look into Grant. Me personally, some of the stuff I've read about Grant, looked into Grant. He was a pretty awesome president. He was also a great general during the Civil War. He came out of nothing. He is kind of the American dream family, being abused by the British. He was almost killed by a British officer, fought his way through, becomes a general, becomes a president. He really was kind of the original libertarian before we even knew what that term was. So name a place after Grant. Name a place after, you know, a Medal of Honor winner. It's okay to turn around and say, hey, we made a mistake probably today. We shouldn't have named things after military personnel that we beat, that we stopped, that tried to overthrow what is the current U.S. government and or what would become the U.S. the way we see it today. It's okay to say that, hey, we probably shouldn't have named our bases after them. These are my thoughts. This is something to chew on. Would love to hear what everybody thinks. You can take the time, go to theabovethebarpodcast@gmail.com and send us an email. Our Twitter is @AboveTheBar4. Instagram is above_the_bar_podcast. You can also find us at AboveTheBarPodcast.podbean.com. The Facebook page is the Above the Bar Podcast. We're also on Stitcher and iTunes. Please subscribe. Please like us. If you have any ideas for something you wanted to talk about, something that might be interesting to hear my thoughts on, I'd love to hear your opinions. That's all for now. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.